Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you, and you will touch Christ. Where can we as followers of Christian light see Christ shining on us in these days of fear and darkness? The gospel said that Jesus said, "I came into the world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see, and those that do see may become blind." The gospel story is about the man born blind. In the Hebrew culture, he either committed the sin before he was born or his parents did. How else would you explain his blindness? A person's heart contained their souls. You could tell what was in their heart, soul, by looking in their eyes. Their eyes were either full of light, full of fire and alive, or they were dark, blind, and dead. And if they were blind, it was because they committed sin. God is just, you see, but because there was suffering in the world, that suffering must have been caused by sin. Because a blind man had a dark heart, he must have committed a sin. But Christ says no. He says this man was blind so that Jesus could heal him. And in healing him, we can see that Christ is from God. Our God, through Christ, has an alternative world he wants us to live in, a world that's full of light. Some suffering in the world may be caused by what we do to other people, but a lot is caused by plain old Mother Nature. How we respond to all that suffering is the question. We had a catastrophe in our kitchen last Saturday night. Donna started the oven to bake some muffins. The wind was blowing and the snow was starting to come down. I don't know if the wind caused a surge in the oven element or if the wind gust and the element fire just happened to start at the same time. We freaked out. The world was coming to the end. The fire melted about 3 inches of the element before it went out. And, of course, my birthday dinner of corned beef could not be cooked on the stove because it wasn't safe to use anymore. Donna had to throw the dozen muffins away. I had to go to Walmart to buy a grill so we could cook supper. Are we freaking out because our world is turned upside down by the coronavirus? Here's a poem from a web page called Midwives of the Soul, written by Father Richard Hendrick, OFM. It's called Lockdown. It's been on Facebook, so you may be familiar with this. Yes, there is fear. Yes, there is isolation. Yes, there is panic buying. Yes, there is sickness. Yes, there's even death. But they say in Wuhan, after so many years of noise, that you can begin to hear the birds again. They say that after just a few weeks of quiet, the sky is no longer thick with fumes, but blue and gray and clear. They say that in the streets of Assisi, people are singing to each other across the empty squares, keeping their windows open so that those who are alone may hear the sounds of family around them. They say that a hotel in the west of Ireland is offering free meals and delivery to the housebound. Today, a young woman I know is busy spreading flyers with her number through the neighborhood so that the elders may have someone to call on. Today, churches, synagogues, mosques, and temples are preparing to welcome and shelter the homeless, the sick, the weary, and all over the world, people are slowing down and reflecting. All over the world, people are looking at their neighbors in a new way. All over the world, people are waking up to a new reality, to how big we really are, to how little control we really have, to what really matters, to love. So we pray and remember that, yes, there is fear, but there does not have to be hate. Yes, there is isolation, but there does not have to be loneliness. Yes, there is panic buying, but there does not have to be meanness. Yes, there is sickness, but there does not have to be disease of the soul. Yes, there is even death, but there can always be a rebirth of love. Wake to the choices you make as to how to live now. Today, breathe. Listen, behind the factory noises of your panic, the birds are singing again. The sky is clearing. Spring is coming, and we are always encompassed by love. Open the windows of your soul, and though you may not be able to touch across the empty square, sing. Thank you, Midwives of the Soul page, for sharing this poem by Father Richard Hendrick. Verse 4 from today's Psalm 23, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Are we blind to the truth that we are loved even in extreme suffering, or does the suffering overcome us and blind us? This virus does not have to cause a sickness of the soul, as Father Hendrick says. The hatred and ill will that is in our society does not have to be the final blinding word of our lives. Loosen up, people. We're all in this together. Yes, all countries, all genders, all colors of skin, and yes, even if you're a Democrat or a Republican. Loosen up and look for the light that is shining upon us. Amen.